This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A Russia-appointed official in Crimea says a massive fire erupted at an oil reservoir after it was hit by a drone. The Moscow-installed governor of the port posted videos and photos of the blaze on his Telegram channel. He did not say whether the drone he cited as causing the fire was Ukrainian. Russia annexed Crimea from Ukraine in 2014. The oil reserve or reservoir fire comes a day after Russia fired more than 20 cruise missiles and 22 drones at Ukraine, killing at least 23 people. North Korea has issued insults to U.S. President Joe Biden and is slamming a defense agreement with South Korea, AP correspondent Norman Hall.
A powerful sister of North Korea's leader says her country would stage more provocative displays of its military might in response to a new U.S.-South Korean agreement to intensify nuclear deterrence to counter the North's nuclear threat. Kim Yo-jong insists the agreement shows extreme hostility toward Pyongyang. She also lobbed personal insults toward President Biden, who after a summit with South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol on Wednesday stated that any North Korean nuclear attack on the U.S. or its allies would result in the end of whatever regime took such action. Norman Hall, Washington.
European Commission said it has a deal to allow the transit of Ukrainian grain.
Bulgaria, Hungary, Poland, Romania, and Slovakia cited concerns that grain from Ukraine meant to be exported to other countries had ended up in their local markets, which was pushing down prices for local farmers. The European Commission vice president said in a tweet Friday that the deal includes safeguard measures for four products: wheat, maize, rapeseed, and sunflower seed. The five countries became transit routes for Ukrainian grain that...
And this is VOA News. U.S. regulators on Friday put large banks on notice that tougher oversight is coming after the Federal Reserve and Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation issued detailed reports on what went wrong and where their supervisors came up short in the run-up to the two biggest bank failures of SVB and Signature since the great financial crisis. Reuters' Chris Dignam.
The Fed's vice chair for supervision said SVB's collapse, quote, demonstrates that there are weaknesses in regulation and supervision that must be addressed. While it was the regional bank's own mismanagement at the root of its downfall, the Fed said supervisors of the bank did not fully appreciate the problems and failed to appropriately respond when warning signs were identified. The report said that at the time of the bank's failure, Fed supervisors had identified 31 different problems that SVB managers needed to address, some of them requiring immediate attention, a level triple that of the bank's peers.
That is Reuters' Chris Dignam reporting. A new study suggests water on Mars may be more widespread and recent than previously thought. AP correspondent Ben Thomas explains.
The finding comes from China's Mars rover. It spotted cracks and crusts in Mars's salt-rich dunes, likely the result of small pockets of water mixed with salt from thawing frost or snow as recently as a few hundred thousand years ago. The six-wheeled rover was launched in 2020 and arrived at Mars in 2021. It spent a year roaming the Martian surface before going into hibernation for the Martian winter, and it's yet to wake up. Researchers say the rover's solar panels are likely covered with dust, choking off its power source. The findings were published in Science Advances. I'm Ben Thomas.
Anti-corruption groups in South Africa have called for more protection of whistleblowers following recent killings that bore the hallmarks of professional hits. Specialist accountant working on a high-profile corruption case was killed along with his son by an unknown gunman as they drove along a highway in March. A government health department employee who warned of illegal dealings worth nearly $50 million was shot 12 times in the driveway of her home, what has been described as an assassination in 2021. Sudanese residents see heavy explosions and gunfire rock parts of Sudan's capital and its twin city, despite the extension of a fragile truce between the country's rival top generals. The military and their rapid support forces traded accusations of violating the ceasefire on Friday. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.